National Bank of Canada FI invests in EVO payments. The National Bank of Canada FI has announced its purchase of shares in the EVO payments company in order to mitigate risk and improve its development process. ClearScore partners with StepChange. UK-based credit score and reports provider ClearScore has announced its partnership with StepChange to improve the way customers manage their finances. Union Credit partners with TransUnion. Marketplace for credit unions. Union Credit has partnered with TransUnion to provide consumers with embedded e-commerce options that better serve their credit needs. India's central bank cancels UPI rival project. The Reserve Bank of India has abandoned plans for a high-profile project intended to rival the country's dominant payment system, Unified Payments Interface, UPI. Expedia uses ChatGPT for travel planning. US-based travel booking company Expedia has announced a new chatbot supported by OpenAI's ChatGPT. Toppy, Curve launch wearable tokenization to Europe and the UK. Wearable and digital payment solution provider Toppy Technologies has partnered with digital wallet Curve to launch a wearable tokenization solution in Europe and the UK. Samsung Electronics to expand its B2B online store to 30 countries. Samsung Electronics has opened a new online store for its B2B clients in Germany and plans to expand it to 30 more countries. McAfee launches McAfee Plus in Spain, Italy, and the Netherlands. Online protection company McAfee has launched McAfee Plus in Spain, Italy, and the Netherlands, aiming to protect the privacy, identity, and online security of more consumers. KuCoin Labs joins VAIOT to support industry-led crypto regulation. Seychelles-based KuCoin Labs has partnered with Malta-based VAIOT to launch the Digital Assets Regulation Institute and support crypto regulation. PostFinance partners Signum to offer regulated crypto banking services. Switzerland-based retail bank PostFinance has partnered with digital asset bank Signum to provide regulated digital asset services. Handle like eggs. Why all your critical data should not be placed in one basket. Concentration risk has been playing an increasingly important role in banking regulation in recent decades. Diversification with the X-Transfer expands to Hong Kong. B2B foreign trade financial service provider X-Transfer has announced its plan to launch its financial products in Hong Kong, targeting local SMEs for Q2 2023. ActYV.ai partners with PwC India. ActYV.ai, a Singapore-based AI-powered enterprise SaaS platform with embedded B2B BNPL and insurance, has partnered with PwC India. Praxis Tech rolls out merchant-initiated transactions. Cyprus-based fintech Praxis Tech has announced the launch of merchant-initiated transactions, MIT, a payment processing solution for merchants. Noda facilitates seamless travel payments for merchants. UK-based fintech company Noda has enabled travel companies to offer more personalized and innovative payment solutions for merchants with open banking. BitGet launches $100 million United States dollars fund to support Web3 projects. Seychelles-based crypto derivatives exchange BitGet has launched a $100 million United States dollars fund to support future Web3 projects. CakeDeFi partners with Notabene for crypto regulatory compliance. Singapore-based fintech CakeDeFi has partnered with Notabene to implement its crypto pre-transaction decision-making platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.